Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you're invited. And if you want to join us here, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. And Chris, you and I were out today at the weekly Friday social meetup that we have here in Keene, New Hampshire. And we had the pleasure of meeting two brand new movers to the area.
Oh, yeah.
As part of, I guess they didn't move as quote unquote part of the Free State Project, but that was definitely something he learned about when he was researching states that he was looking to move
to. That was an interesting story because he actually was looking for a place like the Free State Project, but he found New Hampshire first.
Yeah.
And so,
then found the Free State
Project.
And I think he's like, yeah, bonus. So they came out to our meetup today, and it's just great seeing so many new people coming here to New Hampshire, more in the last year, I think, at least in 2021 than ever in the past, and I suspect 2022 is going to top that, but obviously we still got about half a year to go, so it should be interesting to see how all of that plays out. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that's on your mind tonight. I would say the big news is probably that Elon Musk apparently is calling it quits on the Twitter deal.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Because he was going to buy it.
He was going to buy
it. So it didn't go through that.
For $44 billion. That was the price tag.
And wow.
If you recall, he kind of put the deal on hold a few weeks ago, or several weeks ago, and was asking Twitter for, like, real information about the number of bots that they have on their system.
Because
Twitter was trying to play it off like, oh, no, it's only 5%. 5% of our users are bots. But we found these online tools where you can punch in a Twitter profile handle, and it will tell you how many fake profiles are following your profile. And when you put in a big user like a Joe Biden, it registers like 50% fake.
Mm.
So the more users you have following you, the more bunk the number is, basically. Now, some of the quote-unquote fake users are people who are no longer on the site. They just haven't logged into their account for years. So those aren't real. Yeah, I guess they're not really fake, but...
Yeah, this sounds like a pretty standard way to count in the, industry as far as, any kind of site that has users.
Well, sure, they're going to count people who are inactive, obviously.
Facebook and Google and, basically they all do the same thing. They count every single person and nobody ever gets deleted, even if they've never logged in or, they haven't logged in in a long time.
But then there's also separate statistics about how many are estimated bots, like actual true fake users. And it's a fair number, but apparently they didn't get back to Elon on his request in a decent amount of time. So here's a story from finance.yahoo.com and Reuters. Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and the world's richest person, said Friday he was terminating his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter because the social media company had failed to provide information about fake accounts. Shares of Twitter have gone down 7% in extended trading hours as a result of that. And he wrote, quote, or and I'm sorry, this is Brett Taylor, the Twitter chairperson of the board, said that the board plans to pursue legal action to enforce the merger agreement, which is an interesting about face for the board of directors of Twitter, who at first was trying to prevent Elon Musk from buying the company.
Well, what are they trying to enforce exactly? Because I think that each side had to put down an agreement that if they withdrew without good cause, that they would pay the other like $1 billion.
Well,
so
a good question.
They may just be trying to take that
the
money
billion.
And not force him to finish the deal.
Good point.
Yeah, I would expect it would be something like with a house sale, kind of like it's an intent to buy.
You
but
get the earnest money if the person backs out.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, there's a further comment here from their chairperson, Brett Taylor. He said, quote, "The Twitter board is committed to closing the transaction on the price in terms agreed upon with Mr. Musk. So they're saying, we want to finish the deal.
The crazy thing is, they're literally saying, okay, it's not a done deal. So if it's not a done deal, how are you going to force, you know...
Well, like you said, they might be under some sort of contract. It sounds to me like Musk is going to be arguing that they violated the terms of the agreement, right? Like, if you come to the negotiating table and say, all right, we're willing to pay $44 billion for this website with so many users, and you ask the question, how many of your users are fake? They say 5%. And then you question that statistic and say, I'd like more details on this. I want to see X, Y, or Z. We don't know exactly what Musk asked for with regards to that. But then they don't come forward with the information you were requesting.
You have to wonder, it sounds like whether or not some judge or jury maybe we consider that a reasonable demand or not a reasonable demand.
That's right. It's going to have to go to court.
Yeah, it's whether or not it's a contract violation or not.
So here's the thing.
Well, my understanding is that it was actually built into the deal that Elon Musk's offer was contingent on the number of bots not exceeding 5%.
And they never provide the information he's asking for, apparently.
Yeah.
And finally, Musk's lawyer said Twitter had failed or refused to respond to multiple requests for information on fake or spam accounts on the platform, which is fundamental to the company's business performance. I mean, because if you claim, and I don't know what their number is, let's just say it's 100 million. I have no idea how many users Twitter has. If you claim it's 100 million users, but it turns out that 50 million of them are fake accounts,
yep,
then is that worth $44 billion anymore? Or is it worth, you know, 15 billion? Or 10? Mm. You know, 20?
I mean, and I kind of have to wonder, I mean, what does he end up getting for this? Is there a business model behind Twitter?
No, Twitter's profitable. It's not profitable. It's being run for political reasons. Mm. They don't make money.
Okay. So he's not buying it for the revenue then.
In theory, he's buying it because he thinks it's this great free, or could be a free speech, quote unquote, platform, and he's acting like that, you know, is important to him. But some speculate the reason he really wants this is because it's essentially data, a ton of data that are coming from individuals, presumably real human beings, and that they could mine that data for all kinds of useful things, for artificial intelligence or whatever, right?
Sure.
So there's probably something else that he wants that site for.
Maybe he's got a way to make money off of it. He has a business model
wants to use,
and he wants to buy it because he knows how to make money off of it.
Yeah, that could be as well. Or it could be all of the above, right? Like, he could see a way to make money off of it beyond just the data mining aspect of it. But now it sounds like he wants to walk away from it. The announcement is another twist, according to Reuters, in the will-he-won't-he saga after the world's richest person clinched the $44 billion deal for Twitter in April, but then put the buyout on hold until the social media company proved that spam bots account for less than 5% of their total users. So he wanted to see the evidence.
Mm.
Okay, yeah, you guys are saying this, but can you prove it? The terms of the deal do require Musk to pay a $1 billion breakup fee if he doesn't complete the transaction. Musk had threatened to halt the deal unless the company showed the proof that the spam and bot accounts were fewer than 5%. The decision is likely to result in a long, protracted legal tussle between the billionaire and the 16-year-old San Francisco-based company.
I wonder, too, if that breakup, so to speak, if that is contingent on them obeying those rules that were set out, or if they break the rules, if Twitter broke the rules, he still has to pay, right? Like, it could be either or.
Yeah, we don't know what the terms of the deal are. But obviously Musk is willing to take whatever risk he's willing to take here. He's playing hardball.
Yeah, I mean $1 billion, I mean, I know the guy's rich, but $1 billion is still a lot of money, even for a rich dude.
Yeah. Mm. Well, again, if it turns out that Twitter broke the agreement, then would Musk owe the billion?
That's the big question.
Yeah. So time will tell. It's definitely one of the more interesting deals out there that's currently working, simply because it does affect a lot of people. A lot of people were cheering, you know, saying that this is great news for Twitter. It actually resulted in a boost of users to Twitter. Some people walked away from Twitter in frustration, but a lot of people joined. I noticed I don't have the most popular Twitter account or anything like that. I only have a couple thousand followers there. But I noticed my follower count went up like 10% in a like maybe a 2 month time frame where it took me like 2 years to go up 10% prior to that. So there were a lot of people that were just getting excited about Musk joining because like a lot of the followers were new users.
Well, also a lot of people who were not leftists said that their follower accounts expanded and it looked like it was just Twitter stopped hiding them.
There's more coming up. Free talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. Bring up what you want. and take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. Join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features there. We've got our social media platform. It's, unlike Twitter, not some mega tech corporation run by a bunch of, you know, censor-happy individuals who want to stop you from expressing yourself. We have yet to moderate the thing beyond deleting spammers. I mean, that is it. There's every now and then there's somebody that'll report one of our users.
Okay.
But we just let it slide. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com, and you can interact there. It's a Mastodon-based system, which means it's federated, it's open source, and we run the server. So again, it's social.freetalklive.com. Chris, you had a story tonight that is focusing on seizing cryptocurrency, specifically the country of Argentina, that government gang down there, which, if I recall correctly, there was another story in the news about Argentina recently. And that is that they have a deal with the World Bank. Do you remember hearing about that?
I don't know if I do.
Yeah, so basically I think it was the IMF or the World Bank. I don't know if they're like the same group or whatever. But
they probably do, because the World Bank, is it World Bank or IMF or whatever it is, they have a, I think both of them maybe actually, they basically like loan money out to
governments.
Governments that are failing, effectively.
So what happened was, Argentina, of course, has had a terrible track record in the last two decades with money and central bank fiat printing. There was crazy inflation there, I think, two decades ago.
Oh, crazy, crazy inflation. I think it's happened twice, if I recall correctly.
It may be happening now again, I'm not sure.
Oh, a third time?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with inflation in Argentina right now, but it has happened for sure in the recent history. They gave people's bank account haircuts back in the early
kind of like Greece
part of this century, I think, in 2000 or somewhere in that range. And so it got pretty ugly there. And so people in Argentina, they know not to trust the government when it comes to money.
Yeah.
And so the IMF, having seen, or the World Bank, they, I'm sorry, I forget which one, I don't have the news in front of me, but they, having seen what happened in El Salvador with them adopting Bitcoin officially at the government level, they don't want that to spread. So they went to the Argentinian government and said, hey, look, you guys might be needing a bailout pretty soon. You might be needing a loan from the old IMF. And if you do anything to endorse cryptocurrency, in fact, if you don't prohibit some sort of, and I'll try to find the story, but they had to agree with the IMF to basically crack down on cryptocurrency.
Oh, wow.
In Argentina, if they ever wanted to get another loan from the World Bank. That happened recently. That was like within the last few months.
I mean, this doesn't surprise me. I mean, this is, you know, the people in...
This is how dirtbags do business.
This is the people in power, they fear cryptocurrency because it gives the people the power. And it may be hard to understand exactly why or how, but it does. And they get it. They get it. And this is why they're making up all sorts of things. They're seizing people's, you know, crypto and bank accounts and all sorts of things. Most people don't understand that the government can just come in and seize your money anytime they want. Just because they don't doesn't mean they won't. And I think Canada, and you might be thinking, oh, well, it's Argentina. It's a, you know, South America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but South America, you know, Argentina was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, I believe, not that long ago. And look, Canada, they basically were seizing accounts, people, not crypto accounts, but people's bank accounts here not that recently, because of people during the protests.
They tried to seize Trumper protests. Crypto accounts, but I don't think they had any much success with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what success they had with crypto accounts or not, but I feel like you're right that they didn't. But they're definitely seizing them in Argentina. So I've got a story here from Bitcoinist.com. Argentina seizes 1,269 crypto wallets tied to delinquent taxpayers. It's kind of interesting that we actually use the term wallet to describe something that's being held by another person.
Because it's really not a separate wallet. It's just money sitting in their
right.
Well, I mean, it's all pooled together in what you would call a cold wallet or maybe a hot wallet.
Well, I mean, it's more akin to a bank, right? When you have money on an exchange, it's not in your wallet, your physical wallet that only you you control.
No, they have a database, and the database says that customer X has this amount of money and customer Y has this amount of Bitcoin or whatever, and that's how they determine it.
Yeah, if they,
it's like a lightning node.
If the exchange goes under, you can lose that crypto. Now, if you hold it in your own wallet, that's not possible. But that's obviously, and this is another great example. You know, government here is seizing the money.
Do they name the names of the exchanges that participated in this?
That's a good question, and I actually haven't read enough of the story to know. But let's take a look and see. So when it comes to cryptocurrency, the South American country, Argentina, from crypto adoption to regulations, has a long list of hot topics, as well as, according to a recent news report by local media, the tax office in Argentina has confiscated more than 1,200 cryptocurrency wallets that were connected to delinquent taxpayers. So this isn't even a situation where they're like accusing people of, I don't know, some sort of real crime. This is just people.
You're late.
Yeah, you're late on your taxes. I mean, this is just crazy. The laws and rules governing cryptocurrencies are being implemented all around the world as their user grows. I think they mean user base. Although keeping up with the regulations in many international jurisdictions is difficult, since the crypto environment is not constant, it always is in changing mode. This is not written
sounds
by...
Sounds like it wasn't written by an English speaker.
This is not me, guys.
A little bit of Spanglish there.
It sounds like a translated story, maybe, or something, even. Digital wallets belonging to taxpayers in Argentina are being seized, which actually kind of makes sense because it's Argentina. I don't know what they speak in Argentina. I think it's Spanish, maybe?
Spanish,
yeah. But that would make sense if that's the case. Digital wallets belonging to taxpayers in Argentina are being seized by the tax agencies more frequently. A total of 1,269 crypto-based wallets belonging to individuals who owe money to the Argentina's IFIP, which upholds the country's tax and customs rules, have been ordered to be seized by the court. Okay, so it doesn't sound like they've actually seized anything. There's an order to do so.
Right, and you would think a company called Bitcoinist would be more accurate with how they are expressing these
you
things.
You would think?
Like, yeah, I mean, you would think the Bitcoin news industry would understand that a man in a robe writing something down on a piece of paper is not the same thing as actually seizing the account.
Yeah. Like, it's interesting because there's a lot of cases, like in the United States, right, even, where the government has ordered seizures of stuff and it involves crypto wallets, but because people have their own crypto wallets that the government hasn't been able to actually seize because their systems were encrypted or, you know, they need to enter a password and the government doesn't have, they might have the phones or they might even have the computers,
right,
but they don't actually have control over the crypto.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's but if it's on an exchange and here in the United States, they absolutely can freeze it or gain control over it. So something to keep in mind.
There's more, I imagine, with your story coming up here in moments. So we don't know how many of these wallets so far have actually been touched by the state there in Argentina. Plus, I've got the story about what happened with them in the IMF. Just give you a little more detail on that story because it's kind of interesting. Because the IMF is going to try this in different countries as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Elon Musk is terminating his deal to buy Twitter. The Tesla CEO writing a letter announcing the $44 billion purchase was off Friday, citing material breaches of multiple provisions of the agreement. Musk could be liable to pay $1 billion for pulling out of the deal. President Biden is applauding the June jobs report. The economy adding a better-than-expected 372,000 new jobs in June. But Republicans say although jobs may be coming back, the American people are still hurting.
The problem is that every single day, Americans are hurting when they're either putting gas in their tanks, when they're trying to put food on their table, when they're trying to pay their rents or pay their energy bills.
New York Republican Congressman Nicole Maliotakis on Fox News, USA Radio News. One border state governor is taking action as the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues.
Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott signed an executive order addressing the invasion of illegal immigrants into his state and the federal government dropping the ball.
It was only a year and a half ago that we had the lowest border crossings in decades under President Trump, and now under President Biden we have the highest border crossings ever, just over the 4th of July, just in one sector of the five sectors in the Senate. Texas, they apprehended about 5,000 people. Under Joe Biden's own calculations, they say to expect to be apprehending about 18,000 people a day.
Governor Abbott authorized the state's National Guard and Department of Public Safety to apprehend illegal immigrants in Texas and return them to the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is spending the weekend at his Delaware beach house. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Now bring up whatever you want to talk about. That is what we do here on Free Talk Live. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And I want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. We're talking about cryptocurrency right now with the country, the gang, if you will, and of Argentina cracking down on crypto users and attempting to seize over 1,000 cryptocurrency accounts / wallets / we're not really sure what exactly, and it's not clear how many of the 1,000 plus that they've actually seized, because the news media is reporting
it's an order. it's not actual seizures, it's just an order.
A judge wants it to be seized, but a lot of times when it comes to crypto, if you're dealing with people that know what they're doing, then they don't have their crypto on an exchange. They're keeping it in their own private wallet, and they're keeping their keys secret. Well, the judge can stamp his feet all he wants about that, and they're not going to be able to get it. So that doesn't mean they won't take that person and throw him in a jail cell or try to put some sort of pressure
on
him.
The one problem I have to say, though, is that, unfortunately, these thugs, there is another method. It's the basically a hammer. Take your hand and a hammer, mm-hmm. put the two together, and they can probably get your keys out of you. But it's a heck of a lot harder than, you know, ordering a bank to seize your funds or even raiding your house. Usually, most governments are going to be a little bit more hesitant to taking, you know, about taking a hammer to your hand in order to get your crypto. And in some cases, they might not even be able to. Like, you know, in the United States, it's a speech issue, you know, trying to get a password out of somebody.
Right.
Still not.
Argentina probably doesn't have those same restrictions. We're going to continue with the story here in a moment. But I do want you to know about Bitcoin.com. Right now might be a really good time to start looking into getting into cryptocurrency, given the prices are down to 2020 levels. And that's still not that, you know, not that cheap, but it's cheaper than the ultimate high or the record high was last year, which was at around $68,000. Bitcoin's right at around $20,000 or $21,000, I think, today. So maybe you should go to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page, and just take some time and start watching some introductory videos and get the basic concepts down about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, and then maybe make a move and get into it. And the folks over at Bitcoin.com can help you with that there, too. They've got a lot of different features, including their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. You want to get the latest news headlines there, you can do that as well. So, Chris, you are telling us a story about Argentina, one of the more corrupt countries as far as central banking is concerned. They've raped their people's bank accounts there on at least more than one occasion. But now they're trying to steal people's crypto from them. So what else do we need to know?
Yeah, so Argentina's tax authorities' initial step to recover debt. Basically, that's what it is.
They claim.
They're trying to recover so-called debt.
Mm-hmm.
The many ways taxpayers might conceal their money to avoid taxation are coming to the notice of tax authorities worldwide. Therefore, the present policy and procedure of, I'm just going to say, Argentina's tax authority, is an initial step in recovering
tax goons.
Yeah, tax goons. That's perfect.
There's no such thing as authority. That's just a concept.
It has been actively gaining control of the institution's debtors' digital wallet. So supposedly they've got some. Now, okay, whether or not you can believe that, I mean, it's not that hard to believe they've probably got something, but, you know, they're such, you know, these goons are liars. They're thieves.
They are.
So, you know, they often try to manipulate, the prosecutors try to manipulate the judges and the courts and the public, you know, the government's trying to manipulate the public all the time. It's really hard to believe how much they get away with.
My guess is that if anything, they've managed to seize some exchange accounts.
That's what I would suspect.
That seems like a guarantee.
Yeah, that's what I would suspect.
That's an easy way to do things.
Yeah,
that's what they're used to doing. They're used to just sending a letter or waltzing into someone's office with their fancy paperwork,
making a phone call,
and saying hand it over, and then the company just does what they're told.
Yeah, and I think they've even digitalized this now, so they don't even have to do much more than go to a company's website in order to submit some sort of, you know, document, or either signed by a judge or not. In many cases, they can sometimes even just request it, and companies will oblige. So,
what an amazing business model governments have. We're going to be your security provider, and if you don't hire us to be your security provider, then we're going to be your landlord, and we're even worse at providing housing than we are at providing security.
I'm thinking about this from like a banking perspective, but you know, what's the point of a bank? What's the original intent? It's to protect people. You know, it's to protect you and where you store your money, someplace safe, to protect it from thieves. But what goes on? The banks just hand it right over to those thieves, calling themselves the government.
Mm-hmm. The banks will do anything at all to appease the state. They cannot survive without appeasing the state. They have to ask the state for permission to exist, and so therefore they are a creature of the state from top to bottom.
I don't know. I think the actual power flows the other way. I think that the state has to ask the bankers for permission to exist, because I think the bankers are really the ones who are running the world.
Well, it depends on which bankers you're talking about. I mean, the local mom-and-pop bank is
local mom-and-pop bank is a different thing. Yeah. But Bank of America, some of the other big banks, basically the bankers that are always lending money to both sides during every war, those are the ones.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair enough. The firm also suggests that they will try to confiscate the firm. Such interesting choice of words.
Talking about the Argentinian tax goons.
I think so, yeah. Confiscate additional assets owned by the taxpayers if they're unable to pay their debt. When the available balance is insufficient or the taxpayers do not have this type of placement, they proceed to request embargoes on other assets.
That's them saying, if you don't have money in your bank account, we're going to take your house.
Yeah.
We're going to steal your car from you.
I mean, such a weird choice of words. But, I mean, yeah, that's
it sounds translated.
It definitely sounds translated. In fact, the Tax Goons has also determined that there are 9,800 past due taxpayers. So, literally, because you paid your taxes late. Thus, the Tax Goons will request the Justice Department to impose embargoes on these virtual assets.
Hmm.
Moreover, with this move, the organization will be able to seize money from more than 30 different crypto wallets. Oh, this is interesting. They're actually listing the crypto wallets. I don't necessarily know if I know any of these, but one of them is Eula. One of them is Narnja, or almost like a ninja.
Are these the names of the brand of the company that makes the wallet?
Yeah, I think these are the names of the wallets.
Okay.
So Narnja X.
Well, I can tell you, if they were to send a notice to Edge Wallet, Edge Wallet would send them a message back saying, we can't comply.
I
don't
love
have access.
How they've responded to such requests in the past, Edge Wallet.
Yeah.
And it's 100% true. Like, it's, right. They're not lying. They're not.
That's the way
it's built. Right. It's just designed in such a way that you control your cryptocurrencies
right.
with Edge
They don't
Wallet.
Even know who their clients are.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's interesting because in theory, Edge Wallet could hand over your keys, so to speak, but they're encrypted. So the government can't actually do anything with them, which is interesting because they might know what's in your wallet, but in some cases, depending on the wallet, but they can't do anything with it.
They don't even know what's in your wallet. They don't know how many wallets you have.
In theory, if it's like Bitcoin, you can trace it and, you know, some other stuff. But, yeah,
maybe
sure.
They could identify an IP address accessing their system to decrypt a wallet, but I don't know.
Well they won't be. Edge Wallet can't, you know, decrypt your wallet, and neither can the government.
No, not without your username and password.
The digital wallet offered by a bunch of others enables creditors to store their funds away from tax officials is a tax authority's top priority. So I guess they're going after wallets on exchanges, I guess is what they're kind of saying.
That's not clear.
It's not clear.
It's not really. The digital wallet
Sounds like to me they're going to send threatening letters to all these wallet companies.
Because
they probably don't understand what any of this is.
You're probably right.
The number here is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. But they know they don't like it. They know they want to put a stop to it. They don't like the idea of the average person being able to put their value outside of the system.
It smells like freedom.
Yeah, that they control. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Chris are on tonight with you. Of course, you can bring up, again, whatever you want to discuss. Coming up, we'll continue what's happening in Argentina with a crackdown on cryptocurrency. They're trying to seize over 1,000 people's wallets, or 1,000 wallets, maybe more than one from one person, so I'm not sure how many victims are involved in this.
Yeah, a little over 1,200.
But Chris, you've got that story you've been sharing from Bitcoinist.com, and you said there was just a little bit more that was in there that you wanted to...
Yeah, the last paragraph is a little bit clearer, and I thought it was super entertaining.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and read it. Nevertheless, there are some favorable local conditions behind crypto adoption, including the increase in the inflation rate, the devaluation of the local currency, and the lack of access to U.S. dollars.
So they are having inflation there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Therefore, Argentines chose cryptocurrencies as the most excellent approach to protect their investments. So apparently there are people using it to protect their investments, so to speak. And it sounds like maybe a lot of these, depending on how smart these Argentine, people are, they may have actually got them in their own wallets, not on exchanges. So it'll be interesting to see whether, unfortunately, we're never going to really find out probably what percentage of wallets they were able to successfully seize. But,
it would be because it'll be probably low and they won't want to admit how piss poor of a job they did.
Yeah, that's my suspition, too.
By the way, I did just pull up the number as far as annual inflation rate in Argentina. 70% is the expected number by the end of the year.
Oh, God.
And I thought the United States was bad.
So they're seeing what looks like 5-6% a month there right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be getting my money out of the Argentine. I don't know. Is it dollars there, Argentine, or pesos?
I don't know what they're using down there. That's a good question.
They're using dollars.
Is that what they call it?
No, that's Spanish for pain.
Ah. Might as well.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Olivia is on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, I had to call several times before my phone call went through.
Oh, no. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I had two topics tonight. The first one, I wanted an update on what happened to some of the old hosts, like Johnson and Vincent and...
Okay, so Vincent graduated from college, and he's now living up in, I think, with his dad, up in the Hanover, New Hampshire area, so it's probably like an hour plus away, and I don't know if he has a car, so I think that's what's going on with him, and I wasn't around when Johnson left the show, but I believe it had something to do with concerns about COVID. But that's just what I've heard through the rumor mill. I'm not sure.
I think what happened was he came back, and then we basically infected him with COVID, and he wasn't happy about that, and basically has never come back.
Yeah, but I saw him at the grocery store the other day, and he seems to be doing well. So.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely doing well. He was working for me, actually, at the time.
Yeah.
No, Johnson's doing well. He's actually doing better than he ever has been. It's
good.
He just hasn't been around.
He did come to one of our events recently.
As much, but he's
in Keene.
Yeah, he's definitely come out to a couple of events. But
he kind of keeps to himself, though.
Yeah, he's been here and there over the years. But he definitely was a little bit more active in terms of Free Talk Live, for sure, up until a couple of years ago.
So there you go, Olivia. I mean, people tend to come and go from this show. It's like whenever it's convenient for them to be here, and that's fine. You know, we've had a huge variety of people over the years.
It's work. I don't know if people understand, but it actually is a lot of work doing a radio show. Even if you're just coming in once a week, after you've been doing it for a while. I've been doing it 5-6 years almost now.
Wow.
Nice. Free Talk Live, and you know,
you're still here.
I'm still here, but okay. But I can completely understand why, you know, somebody, you know, after a couple of years, especially, you know, it's like we all have lives, you know, where most of us have lives and, you know, other stuff going on. So they kind of have to bow out.
What else, Olivia?
Oh, well, I'm glad they're doing well. And just let them know we miss them. I hope Derek J is all right out there, too. Y'all need to do another Free Your Talk Live or something. But I was calling about writing to prisoners, so I wrote to a very dear friend's son who is in prison, and he wrote a very nice letter back, and my mom intercepted it and freaked out.
Nice.
I wrote to, well, she's claiming that somebody at the jail now has her address, and the guards could come harass us, or, like, other prisoners are just going to target her and rob her now. Yeah, so...
Okay, well, number one... Every other prisoner does not have her address. The only person in the jail that would have her address would be somebody who could access the letter. And presuming that this person is in a cell, maybe he has a roommate there, and that's about it. So, I mean, the odds that somebody from prison, which is, by the way, full of nonviolent offenders, is going to do something against her, ridiculous.
You got to explain to her it's not the prisoners that she has to be afraid of. It's the government. The government has her address. That's the one that she should be afraid of. And honestly, I don't even think it's that, you know, it's that big of a deal for the jail to have her address. It's more like other departments, like, I don't know, the IRS and, I don't know, Social Security and however many other agencies there are.
She seized the letter from you?
Yeah, she wouldn't give it to me until she'd given me a very long talking to.
She sounds like a jailer to me. I mean, she sounds like that's the kind of behavior I would expect from a warden. You know, oh, this letter doesn't pass our muster. It didn't know there was a crayon picture in here. Whatever. There's all kinds of stupid rules in jail as far as what you can and can't receive in the mail, and they're constantly seizing letters from people for various petty reasons.
Just out of curiosity, are you on the younger side?
I'm about to turn 32 on Tuesday.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Definitely,
oh, thank you.
Right on. Anything else you want to share tonight, Olivia?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Glad you finally got the letter from your mom.
Yeah.
The guy in prison. It would be a real shame to write to somebody in prison and then have your mom prevent you from reading it. Because, you know, it's nice to hear from somebody when you're behind bars. And, Chris, you were good about writing while I was in jail. I imagine you got a few things from him as well.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody, so it's just nice to
get things. I tried to keep up with a regular flow of stuff, but it was like you got all sorts of stuff going on when,
You know, I mean, important people are in a cage. You got to pick up the slack. Somebody's got to pick up the slack. So
you did. You definitely did. All right, so a little more about Argentina here. Since I mentioned that they were under threat from the IMF, I did want to actually pull the story up rather than just going off the top of my head. Same source, Bitcoinist.com, the South American country central bank, released a statement on Thursday saying the country's financial sector is not allowed to provide services related to digital assets that are not regulated. This effectively bans any crypto transactions within the official economy. The move is just days after, this, by the way, is May was when this one came out. The move is just days after the Banco Galicia and Burbank SAU, the two largest private banks by market value in the Argentinian state, announced they would be letting their customers purchase cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Ethereum, for instance. So literally within days of these banks making those announcements, the central bank came down and said, nope, you can't do that.
It makes me want to go down just to spend some illegal crypto in Argentina.
I don't want to go there that bad.
I don't either. Yeah, but
it does not sound like someplace I want to
look. It's not worth going down there. But if it was like just across the border here with Mass or something, I would definitely
I don't want to go to Massachusetts either.
I mean, I don't want to go to Mass either. But it's sort of like the weed when they started selling weed. Remember? And everybody was going down there. It's sort of like
not the same thing. That would have been you can then go do and do. You can then go do a thing.
It's sort of the opposite of it. But
I get you're just doing the the libertarian thing of you want to go break a law, and I get that. I get the desire for that.
It's sort of like a protest, right? It's protesting.
But there's no point in protesting a foreign government because they're just going to throw you in a really crappy.
Look, I didn't say I was going to go do it. All I'm saying is it's obviously,
that's the thing with like
Honduras. I would rather do it here in New Hampshire, but
you know how our co-host Mark has been obsessing over Honduras and all things Honduran. It's like, okay, well, that's cool for those people that just want to live their lives for the rest of their lives and then die somewhere that's warm. But ultimately, you're never going to be able to protest anything down there. You're never going to be able to help the Honduran
people. Right, and that's exactly why I would never do it. But I'm just saying, it's like look, if I was in Argentina, let's put it that way. Let's change the circumstances a little bit.
Then you would.
I would absolutely want to be doing it.
Banks, let's see here. Inflation rates, by the way, at 20-year highs. So we talked about how they're hitting maybe 70% in a year. Down in Argentina, the country is now taking a strong stand against digital assets. This is after the country decided to discourage the use of cryptocurrencies since the International Monetary Fund approved a $45 billion loan to the government gang there in Argentina. I can tell you a little bit
more. They could buy Twitter.
The number is 603-283-6160. Hour number two is on the way, and you can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.